Although I'm one of those people who have enjoyed some of their sideways jaunts, including the remixed work on Even My Sure Things Fall Through EP, I was also a bit disappointed in the past two full lengths as a whole from Calexico. I've been following the group for some time now, and while each of those releases had their individual moments, neither felt particularly cohesive and at the same time indulged in some of the worst tendencies from the group. Their collaboration with Iron and Wine on In the Rains seemed like a nicely inspired move, though, so it seemed like it was only a matter of time before they were back on the right path. With Carried to Dust, Calexico is right back in their element and have at the same time created what is possibly the most straightforward album in their history. There are a load of the usual collaborations with vocalists as well as different musicians, but the 15-song, 45-minute album has an incredibly concise and cohesive feel. It kicks off with Victor Jara's hands and only continues on the lush Two Silver Trees, which spills through a lush setting of electric guitar, accordion drones, glockenspiel, and drum flourishes that, along with understated vocals from Joey Burns, give it a slyly dynamic feel. House of Valparaiso reprises the collaboration with Sam Beam, and it sounds just as good this time out as it did the first time around, with strong vocal harmonies that are hinted at around the edges by subtle horns and the usual lush instrumentation from the group. It's not that they don't move completely outside their standard sound, as Inspiracion finds them teaming up with Amparo Sanchez for a song entirely in Spanish, as a skronky synth and horns give things a rough but seductive feel. Mírame. Si pudieras mirarme, ¿qué pensarás de mí? Pero hoy es muy tarde para decirte que estoy cambiado. Me duele, me duele. As I mentioned above, one of the best things about Carried to Dust is that while the group has a couple short sidetracks, they're kept to a minimum. There's only a single song over 4 minutes on the release, the woozy album closer, and everything else doesn't feel a second too long. There's nothing huge and loud here, but Burns has settled into his own as a vocalist, and understated numbers like the bristling Red Blooms show that the group is still quite capable of creating wide expanses of amazing atmosphere. Sunrise is out loud. Strangers plant themselves down in the cold hard ground. Later when the harvest thaws, snowdrops will be in bloom. It's a great return to form from the group, and easily their best full length since they've started incorporating vocals on nearly every song.